It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Brian Gertsch and to Connor O'Donnell for getting us up and running on Twitch every morning, and thanks to everyone for calling and texting and email.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Monday, the last day of June.
Absolutely. Thanks to our executive producer. Even when he's not here, he's working hard. That is Dustin William Rhodes.
Fourth consecutive Dame with 15 or more rebounds. That's a WNBA record, sister. Rebounds, for sure. So what has been working so well for you over the last four games?
Yeah. I mean, I always say to myself before every game, God doesn't give me any storm that I can't handle. The first eight games, I played terrible, and I wasn't coming up for my team. So I try to find other ways to come up for my team. I had seven assists tonight, and that's the thing that matters to me, getting the ball to my teammates, because I know they can hit shots, and they did that tonight. So I'm super happy, and we got the win for tonight.
That's Angel Reese.
She had a big night. She had a big night again in a victory that ruined the party. They retired Candace Parker's jersey, raised it to the rafters.
Oh, I mean, great player, Candace Parker.
Yeah, and Angel Reese had the last laugh.
And thank you, Brandon Fryer, one of the great men of this business.
What? No more Lonzo.
That was Molly's reaction to the Lonzo Ball trade.
I got horse. I got all overclipped. Thank you, Tyler Farringall, for filling in. Baby T.
Baby T.
Great job.
Baby T. What did I go after him about?
I forget. I don't know, but you called him Baby T.
Talked about Tyon.
Oh, yeah. You were trying to lecture me
trying
about,
to get an opener.
Yeah, that's right. Good point, Tyler.
Marshall Harris is here. We got Marshall Harris.
What up? What up, what up, what up? Happy Monday.
Nice shirt, buddy. I got a hat celebrating that team. That's great stuff. And Grody time! My Grody in the house.
What a Monday
what
treat.
An incredible treat.
Harris.
It's going to be a manic Monday.
I think, did Tyler Farringall suggest that there be an opener for Jamison Tyone? Is that what you guys
just said? I
just said
he needs to shave down the amount of pitches in the first inning.
Whoa,
the first inning
I think that you are onto something, Baby T. Maybe that's just what this veteran pitcher needs to deal with his starts. Like, you don't need 30 pitches in the first inning. No. You don't need 50 pitches by the third.
Okay, can I be the one to just...
You don't do that to a veteran.
Can I just jump on David Haw's back right now and just have him carry
us? You don't do that to a veteran? What else? What other restrictions are there going to be for the playoff roster? Well, don't do that to him. What about John Bird? Well, he's a veteran. Let's not do that
John
to him.
Grody. He may not be here for the playoffs.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't do that to him. He's a veteran.
Mark Grody.
Disrespectful.
17 starts Jamison Tyone has made this year. He has a 1.06 ERA in the first inning of games and a 194 batting average against. He's given up, yes, a home run, but only one compared to other innings where he's given up a lot of home runs. And he's been great in the first inning. He's issued one walk in the first inning in 17 games.
How about this? How about you take him out after pitch number 105?
We'll be talking about that today.
I can actually get serious about. Baby T. I just want to give a little love to Baby T.
All right.
But
I love Baby T too, but come on, let's not make him into,
All right. I do have something to say about Craig Counsell, but I'm sure you guys did too, because that was a mistake, and I think we saw it in real time.
I think the problem was Isak Paredes taking 31 pitches in three at bats.
17 fouled off.
How does that happen? How does a guy...
Foul ball machine.
I mean, he just turned your starter into mush.
He did.
Isak Paredes is really good at doing what he does.
Did you see the spray chart that they showed of all the balls that were to Alex Cohen had a great line that it looked like a 4th of July fireworks show, like seeing all the little streams.
Did you get all the average exit velocities on those?
I did not get the average.
By the way, I want to get your reaction on this before we get out of here.
Six breaking shirts, news. By the way.
Thank
guys.
You very much. Yeah. That's courtesy of Molly, the big spender. Oh. Breaking news on the score brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories.
The Bulls got some draft picks?
No.
Oh.
The Dolphins traded Jalen Ramsey to the Steelers.
What's that defense looking like?
What's that offseason looking like for Pittsburgh?
Better.
Much better defense.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that.
This guy got
Somebody said the floor and the ceiling, and I was laughed at, made fun of. I said the floor is 9 wins because it's Mike Tomlin. I said the ceiling is they go to the Super Bowl.
That's exactly right. You've been on that all along. I've been in agreement with you listening on the treadmill. Because
you guys believe in 42-year-old quarterback. I mean, that's great. I don't.
I believe in Mike Tomlin.
I always have. It's one of my favorite coaches.
It's an easy guy
NFL.
To believe in. I mean, I mean,
Grody, this is their offseason of the headliners: Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Ramsey,
Famer.
DK Metcalf,
Darius Slay,
Pro Bowl.
I'm worried about the week 5 or 6 your quarterback breaking down. Then what? We've seen a lot of Bears teams with great defenses and no quarterback. Have we not seen that for our whole lives?
So a four-time MVP is no quarterback? Is that what you just
scarred.
Said?
I'm just saying, like he's 42. Like I just can't imagine that this guy is going to continue to be that.
That's what.
Will standing Howard. By.
Standing
you're,
by.
You're scarred, Mark. You're like you've been hurt and you don't want to love again.
I can't love again.
He's jaded.
Did I ever love Aaron Rodgers? Is that what you're saying?
Michael Bolton wanted me to tell you, how can we be lovers if we can't be friends? Can we start over when the fighting never ends?
I only believe in the Michael Bolton from Office Space. Not that Michael Bolton. Sorry.
Okay.
It's not just in our ears. Wait, Fitzpatrick?
Minka Fitzpatrick is a part of the trade. Okay. Fitzpatrick is going back to Miami.
Oh, that does change things a little bit.
That changes things a little bit.
Did you just take a win off?
No, the ceiling is... Oh, yeah, sure. They're 12-5 instead of 13-4.
That's really surprising move.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, I heard you...
I still like the Steelers offseason.
It's a good offseason. It's a good offseason. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say it hasn't been a good offseason.
What will you be sharing with the world today?
We got a lot.
We will be talking about the Cubs, man, and how they don't seem to be very good against teams that are, you know, above 500. That's become a disturbing trend. Why the Astros are better built for the playoffs than the Cubs, why they're a better team than the Cubs. What should they do with Cade Horton? The Bulls, I'll explain why that trade over the weekend was horrible.
What do you do with Cade Horton?
Getting rid of him.
Not getting rid of him.
Okay. You're sending him down.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
If I'm the GM, I'm making two trades for two starting pitchers and putting Cade Horton in the bullpen with swinging my stuff.
I can't wait to listen to this on the treadmill.
He's got some stuff today. Also, I don't know. Will you stay here?
Hauser can be the fifth starter. That's fine.
Please.
We've got 5 on it coming up at noon. We'll have Mark Lazarus, I think, might join us. But we'll talk a little bit about the NHL draft as well. Nick Friedell joins us at 12:25 to talk about NBA free agency. The NL Central getting a lot closer to the Cubs over the last weekend. We'll talk about that. Russell Dorsey joins us for the entire 1 p.m. hour. And Jason Kipnis joins us at 1:25 to discuss the Guardians and the Cubs.
Have a great show.
All right, guys.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.